We welcome you here live to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. We hope you're all having a wonderful Saturday morning. It's a bit chilly out there. We're set up inside here this morning in the nice heat, so that's nice. But, of course, last night, jumping right into it here alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. Last night, Pendleton Heights took down the Yorktown Tigers at Yorktown for the first time on their home turf since 2015. Final score 31-7. We're taking a look now at the final statistics before we get in here this morning. Dresden Roberts, 12 carries, 112 yards. He had two touchdowns on the night, as well as a blocked punt there on the defensive side of the ball. He had a phenomenal night. He was all over the place. And, of course, Isaac Wilson got it done on the ground as well. He had 10 carries for 53 yards. He averaged 5.3 yards a carry. In the air, Pendleton Heights was 8 for 12. They had an interception and a touchdown for 60 yards. That was both Isaac Wilson and Colton Frank's combined stats. Frank had 4 passing attempts. Wilson had 8, so we saw plenty of both quarterbacks. But it was really windy last night. It was rainy, and I think that definitely impacted Pendleton Heights and their game plan. They definitely stuck to the ground a lot more. They are more a run-centralized team, I think it's fair to say, but I think it just especially because of that weather and because it was working, right? You don't want to mess it up when you're averaging 5.7 yards a carry. I think you stick with it, and that's exactly what Pendleton Heights did, especially there in that second half. They didn't really have too much offense in the first half with the blocked punt. We saw a lot more of the Yorktown offense. Pendleton Heights had plenty of time on the sideline, their offense at least. Defense, not so much, but it was a solid win, of course. You can't really complain too much. The win by multiple scores, 31-7, as I was mentioning, is always nice, especially down here in the finish stretch of the season. Only one regular season game on the schedule remaining, so I think, you know, a big win like this can really get the ball rolling, get you some momentum. And again, there's not too much to complain about, but there are spotty moments. Of course, Pendleton Heights heading into the locker rooms at halftime were up 14-7, so it was a much closer game. I think in that first half, Pendleton Heights kind of struggled with consistency on the offensive end. There was a couple plays we saw just get blown up. So there was a couple runs up the middle that Yorktown's offense or defensive line did a phenomenal job picking up. And, you know, things like that, that'll fix themselves, as it did last night. You know, that they Coach Richmond saw what was working for them. They stuck with it. We saw a various of running backs. Dresden, as I was mentioning, Isaac, of course, the quarterback. Eli got in there. Eli Arthur for 5 carries. Nick Trout for 2. Bo Surface for 2, Aiden Forsha, Clint Miller. So, you know, Pendleton Heights, of course, in the absence of Keaton Jones, mixed it around on the run game, and it definitely worked. As I was mentioning, 5.7 yards a carry. You were 207 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. So, good win for Pendleton Heights, but there are still plenty of things to fix up, especially heading into sectionals after the senior night next week.
Yeah, and you mentioned there just a committee of running backs after the absence of Keaton Jones. Keaton Jones and Dresden Roberts, that duo in the backfield was a very, very dynamic duo. You had a power back in Dresden Roberts, and you had a very elusive and speedy back like Keaton Jones. Keaton would have rushed for 100 yards in 2 weeks in a row. Obviously, there were a couple penalties there, so it nullified some of the yards. So it brought him down to, like, I think 65 or something a couple weeks ago. But if you look at that as a whole, he has over 100 yards 2 weeks in a row. Dresden is rushing for over 60 yards 2 weeks in a row. And then this week he rushes for 112, getting most of the carries. And not only that, playing the inside linebacker spot on defense as well, doing a great job there. The defense played really well last night, only allowing one touchdown. That came in the first half after one long drive. In the locker room, I'm on the football team, so I was in the locker room there, and Coach Trout, the defensive backs coach, was telling all the defensive backs, he's like, that's a 12-play drive, that's one drive. He's like, that's not going to define the game.
Yeah.
That's not going to make the difference. It doesn't happen again, and it really didn't happen again. If you saw, we forced a lot of punts, we forced turnover on downs because they were trying to score, and they were just trying to go for it on fourth down. So really, if you break down the first half and the second half and you break down the Pendleton Heights offense, the offense is definitely more of a second half team, yeah, while the defense is more of a whole game team. So it's a big difference, but Pendleton Heights still got it done, and they extend their record to 6-2 and have a chance to go 7-2 on the season next week against Shelbyville on senior night.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that defense. I mean, they only allowed 7 points, right? Just that alone is impressive. But, you know, you had a pick, you had a blocked punt. Defensive touchdown, technically, you can say it's special teams. But, you know, on the punts, they'll usually give that to the defense. And, by the way, that was, I was mentioning, Dresden Roberts blocked the punt. Nolan Souders was the one who scooped it and walked it into the end zone. But interception, that was Wes Kupfer, his first of his varsity career. So he had a great night, of course, not only with that pick, but I think the defensive back in general. I mean, Mason Moulton, you know, the quarterback for Yorktown, he had time in the pocket, but I mean, the defensive line for Pendleton Heights, they got to him 3 times, but I'd say, especially there in the first half and even some a handful of times in the second half, I noticed him having a decent amount of time, and he stepped up in the pocket a lot. He moved around. He was very elusive, but there was a great job by the defensive backs, I think, covering all the receivers, not letting Mason Moulton really even have a chance to find anyone. So I think that was definitely something to point out, as usual. I mean, we see that every week for Pendleton Heights at this point. So I think defense, as you were just mentioning, Michael, was definitely on their A game last night outside of that 12-play drive where Yorktown scored on. It was Aiden Ewing the middle for the score. So other than that, I mean, they didn't really allow much of anything. And if they did, they walked down in the red zone. I think when they forced that turnover on down, it was like 4th and 20. That was in the red zone. Then it was out. Yeah, great job. And then the offense, I mean, this is the most points you scored since that Greenfield Central loss about a month ago. It was the 8th of September. So, you know, that's something to mention. You know, your offense has kind of been on a, not necessarily a low streak. I mean, you put up 28 last week against Delta, and that's only, what, 3 points away from how much you put up here this evening. But, I mean, I think when you do it by this proportion, when you only allow 7 points and at the same time put up 31, that's when it gets impressive. And, again, a blowout win in any way, shape, or form, it is great for the Arabians. But, I mean, Shelbyville, you look forward to the next week. I think, although they are kind of the, you know, they've been known as kind of the lower team in the conference for this past 5 years, past maybe even decade, if you look back even further. I don't think that's their case this year. I mean, they're definitely putting together a solid program there. They're not only are they not on the bottom when it comes to the actual standings, that being Newcastle, but on top of that, I mean, they're currently what? They were 3-4 heading into their game last night. I'm guessing they lost to Mount Vernon, so they're what, now 3-5. So, I mean, it's you can never go into a matchup thinking it's an easy win. I think Pendleton Heights, the last thing that they want to do is head into that Shelbyville week thinking, oh, this is Shelbyville, this is an easy win, because it's senior night, sure, but Shelbyville, the last game of the regular season, they're going to be bringing it. They want to carry that momentum into next week in sectionals, and I don't know. I mean, I think Shelbyville is a very solid squad, and if Pendleton Heights isn't on their A game, it wouldn't surprise me if the Golden Bears can come out there punching and maybe surprise them there in that first quarter, but hopefully not for the Arabians, of course.
Well, yeah, and I'm just looking here at the stats. Pendleton Heights defense has only allowed 117 points, which is something to say. That's lowest in the conference.
Yeah.
Second to them is Greenfield Central with 133. So this defense is the top defense in the conference statistically wise. Now, as you mentioned there, Shelbyville Golden Bears, they although the record may not show it, they are a tougher team this year. Mm-hmm. That's how they always are. They get gritty towards the end of the season. They're looking for that win. They want to win because they don't have the best record. They want to try and finish at 4-5 this season. And so Pendleton Heights, as you mentioned there, they can't fall asleep against this Shelbyville Golden Bears offense. Their quarterback has thrown for over 1,200 yards this year, closing in on that 1,300-yard mark. I think he's about 7 yards away. In the past few years, they've been more of a run-focused offense. This year, it doesn't seem like they are like that. So it's a different Shelbyville Golden Bear offense, and I feel like most teams in the conference have switched up their offenses, trying to go for a different attack, and it's worked for Greenfield as they've gotten more pass-centric instead of run-centric. So for Shelbyville, although the record may not show it, they're still a tough team in this conference because Coach Richmond says it all the time. He's like, the Hoosier Heritage is the hardest conference in the state. It's the hardest conference in the state because you have New Pal, us, Greenfield, Mount Vernon, all eight teams in this conference. They can put up some points, and they will put you in a hole very easily.
All right, but with that being said, we will take a short break. On the other side of that break, Michael, you were able to sit down with defensive back, all-conference cornerback Nolan Souders. That'll be up next on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salons and Style. Detour Salons and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salons and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. My name is Michael Hooker, and welcome to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. Today, I am joined with one of the returning varsity starters and a senior in Nolan Souders. Thank you for joining me.
Yep, thank you for having me.
All right, so getting things started here, you are a part of a big senior class. You guys have been playing together for years since the PJFL, all the way up to your senior year now. So what kind of, you know, experience playing with those guys really makes this team go?
The experience is super important. We've been playing forever pretty much together, so we're just always together when we play, and we know what each other are doing, so that helps a lot too.
Yeah, and you know, you're, as I mentioned, you're a returning varsity starter, and last year you were an all-state player. So how have you, seeing as you've played since your junior year, now going into your senior year off of an all-state year, how does having that experience really help you on a personal level for this team?
Oh yeah, so the experience again helps a lot, because I had more experience. I know like what receivers are going to do more, and I can read the quarterback better, and also just confidence is helps out a lot too.
Yeah, and last year you led the conference in interceptions for a while there, and that really is what helped you to get an all-state nod. Plus, you were able to shut down some really good receivers. And it seems like teams this year are really trying to avoid throwing it your way. So you think they have some sort of fear throwing it to you, knowing that you can just pick them off?
There might be. Both DBs, all DBs pretty much right now are doing great. So, I mean, it's just pretty much our whole defense.
Yeah, and you mentioned there the whole defense. The whole defense has been really successful so far this year in whatever they do. And really, it's just been really, the pass coverage has been really well. The run coverage needs a little bit of work, yes. But your defense has been successful. And for the first 3 weeks, it was the number one defense in the state. So how does that really correlate with returning from experience last year?
Just, again, the confidence. We know what to do now. We know the plays. We know what other people are doing. So, I mean, we've been playing together forever, so we know, like, what our teammates are thinking and how to pick them up if they mess up, too.
Yeah, and this year it seems like you've been able to get on offense a little more. We saw you a little bit there in the Anderson game, and I believe we saw you a little bit last week getting a couple touches on offense. So how does being able to go both ways really help out the team?
It just provides more depth. We've been kind of shallow at receiver with injuries and stuff, so just being able to play both ways can help with like people getting a break and rest.
Yeah, and you mentioned there shallow receiver, one of your better receivers on the team this year. I believe he has a touchdown in every game so far played, is Caden Sims, and you get to practice against him every day. So really, what does going up against a receiver like him and him going up against a corner like you really help for the team?
Yeah, it's just a great battle. We're physical in practice, so that helps in games. We try to play not dirty, but like holding, and he pushes off sometimes, so that helps. Like if a DB does that in game, we know we can try and fight that better.
Yeah, and really, you know, you have some younger guys starting on defense this year. One of them to mention, outside backer Rylan Kiesling. So what really do you think him being younger coming into this defense, what 10 seniors starting. How does that really help him to get better, but also you guys?
Yeah, he's been able to get into this defense well because I think his confidence is great. He knows what to do. So along with us getting better, he also sees how we are playing, and then he can learn from that too.
So Nolan, I know we've talked a lot about experience in this interview here. So what really, besides experience, really helps the team the most? Like, is it like some players having more want than the other team, or is it just, you know, they get in their head that they can beat anyone? Like, what really think, like, in your opinion, makes this team go?
Yeah, I'd say we always work hard in our toughness. We don't get afraid of playing bigger schools, but I mean, last week I was kind of like, didn't respect them enough, I guess, because we kind of thought we would just win easily. So I mean, our toughness has been great, and yeah, I'd say hard work. We just always work hard in practice.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there playing New Pal, where you guys ended up losing 34-14. You did have an interception in that game, and they had a really great player in Grayson Thomas, their running back, who just has a really good stiff arm and rushed for 192 yards, I believe. So what really, getting to play some players like that in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, really makes this conference the toughest in the state for 4A?
Yeah, our coach says we're in the best conference in 4A. New Pal's been great. Greenfield and Mount Vernon has always been a good program. So being able to compete with them has been helpful and will get us ready for sectionals.
Yeah, and you mentioned their sectional set. Our sectional has four of the hardest teams in Hoosier Heritage Conference: us, New Pal, Greenfield, and Mount Vernon. And last year we did end up drawing Greenfield and gave them a run for their money. So what really for sectionals are you expecting this year, especially from those three teams?
Yeah, so I mean, like last year, we did better in sectionals because we've seen what they do. So I think being able to compete against them in season will help us know what we did wrong. And for sectionals, I think we'll do a lot better.
All right. Well, thank you, Nolan. That is all the time we have here. Thank you for joining me.
Yep, thank you.
That will do it for this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. We'll take a quick break, but when we return, me and Dawson will be right back with you on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrup, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, both eat in and carry out, from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. We are joined here now by the head coach for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, Coach Richmond. First off, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
All right, but starting off, of course, last night, you guys took down the Yorktown Tigers at Yorktown for the first time since 2015 on their own home turf. Final score 31-7. But what does this win really mean for the team, and what did you and the other coaches see out of the boys?
Well, I messaged before the game was that we had shown what we needed to do all week. Players might not have felt it on certain days, but it was the best week of practice we've had. You know, we got hit with a lot of adversity. Keaton Jones down, Jacob Rowley all of a sudden is not well. you know, we lose two starters right off the bat there. You know, Luke Graham not able to play due to ankle injury last week. Three starters right there. And we didn't bat an eye. Kid stepped up, you know, and really filled in. And all three of those guys had great attitudes as well. You know, they were good teammates and did the right thing. So off the top of my head, you know, that's the first thing I saw. And I saw guys come together, you know, I saw teammates get into it in practice, very feisty, very edgy. It was hot, irritable, you know, practice 50 whatever this week, you know, and we're in the 50s. And at the same time, we're out in the mud and the muck on Thursday, and those same guys getting after one another or tying each other's shoes because they, you know, their hands are taped up or whatever. That's how brothers are. I got two little brothers at my house right now that they will fight anyone for each other, and at the same time they never stop fighting each other. So it's a love hate kind of thing. But that's what I saw from a team. The brotherhood is strong in our locker room, and not perfect, but it is strong, and they had each other's backs this week in a lot of ways outside of the stats that you saw last night. You know, Zach Jacobs senior, there are multiple guys I could talk about today, but Zach Jacobs is in my mind, and he was a captain last night. Spoke to the team on Thursday. He's a kid who has he's given everything he has, and you know, he hasn't got as much playing time probably as he wants, but he gave us an incredible look this week on scout team, and we were able to be successful because of that. I mean, they have a big nose guard. We have a big kid that plays hard too. And he gave us a great look this week, made it very difficult for our guys up front. We rushed the ball for over 200 yards. Do we do that if we don't have Zach in on scout team? I don't know if we do, because we replicated what they do because of Zach and his unselfishness and his being a good brother, you know, being a good teammate. I'm really, really proud of guys like Zach that stepped up. But he's a guy that continues to do what we ask him to do and has a great attitude. And, you know, and it's that's what's unique and special about our team in this senior class and a young man like Zach. So.
And you mentioned they are on the ground as a team. You had well over 200 yards as well mm-hmm. as two touchdowns. I think you got to give some of that credit to the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Although they struggled at times, they definitely got together against, you know, a tough Yorktown defensive line led by that big nose guard. So really from the blocking side of things, how do you think they performed, especially down there the stretch in the second half where you really get that offense rolling?
Well, I think our communication was good. They switched their defensive alignment, and same guys lined up different pictures. I thought the guys did a good job of having discipline and blocking their rules. And I mean, it was really good. It was really good. You know, we still, we want to be confident. These kids did a really good job last night against a fast, stingy defense. That defense, that's the same team that went toe-to-toe with New Pal. That's the same team that had Greenfield beat. And we went in and we controlled the line of scrimmage and we controlled all three phases of the game. That's a very good football team that we dismantled and took care of. On the road, bad conditions, and I could go on and on. I tell you that I was really impressed with how we communicated and how we played together. And that includes slot receivers. That includes fullbacks and running backs. And not perfect, never will be, but they were giving us a lot of different looks on the edges. They were giving us different looks inside, different alignments. And the kids did a really good job last night of communicating and attacking. So even when we got the wrong guy, we got him with some intentions that we were going to put him down. You know, and that's how we got the tiger off our back last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you mentioned there a little bit about the conditions last night. It was fairly cold, windy, and a little bit of rain there in the first half. So how really did that affect the offensive game plan from more like passing to mainly running last night?
Well, you know, I talk about this from week to week. We take what they give us. I mean, we still threw it, I think, 15 or 16 passes. And we only had just at 50 or maybe 49 plays due to penalties, whatever. But So, you know, I mean, roughly a third of them are still passes, you know, one out of three. So, obviously we put the new personnel set in. I thought Colton did a nice job. I thought Isaac did a good job. You know, we got him on a pitch because of that. We mixed some motions in, some different things with him. Obviously Dresden was the big stat and really played well at tailback. But, you know, Bo Service did a good job at fullback. And I think we didn't allow that to dictate. We didn't allow the weather or conditions to dictate what we're doing. It's funny, I feel like we threw better into the wind than with the wind. Dom did a good job kicking as well with or against. So, I really didn't think it was a factor in our play calling. We tried to be smart once we had the lead. Never felt comfortable because of their explosive offense. And, you know, when I say things like that, that's not that I'm unconfident in our guys. But, you know, there's certain risks you don't need to take if the game's in hand. You know, you want the clock to keep running. We wanted to keep the ball out of their hands, and I thought we did a good job of that. I mean, their offense is dynamic. Their quarterback and he will put it wherever he wants. I mean, he's got a strong arm. Thought we did a really good job defensively pressuring him. And then also, obviously, we took the ball away, too. I mean, Cup had a big interception. And, you know, I thought we hit him. They ran him intentionally. And, man, Clint Miller, there's a couple times he came down and he really put the hit on him. So, and other guys also got shots, but good tackles.
Yeah, and you mentioned they're kind of – you know, they were a bigger team, and we were laying some bigger hits. So how really did this to the defense really respond to some of their offensive players, and how dynamic that offense was this week?
Well, I thought we simulated as well as we could. Obviously, Thursday was a little different, but we still were – we did a good job out there Thursday in the conditions. You know, and Thursday really showed what we could do last night. Thursday was way worse than last night. And so maybe a little windier last night, that would have been the difference, but, really was, I didn't know, I mean, we didn't really notice it. So, but I think, you know, they had some speed, their tailback. I thought we did a really good job, you know, coming out of second half. Right away, we were just watching this, you know, as a staff, we've been here this morning, and right away, I mean, three and out, got them off the field. But we not only that, but we hit that running back. And I don't know how much – I mean, he's had a really good season. And I don't know how much he's really been hit like we hit him on the legs and like we tackle. And I'm real proud of our linebackers. I mean, everybody. It doesn't matter who. We're tackling better. And I know it's mundane throughout the week. You know, we do circuits. We do different things. And coaches, I mean, this Tuesday, we had to get after some guys, you know, it's just one more day of doing the same, or it's one more day of, and we lose ourselves a little in the monotony, but our blocking and tackling is getting better, and that's providing results. So you got to find, that's the process. You got to find, yourself in the work, and you got to find your intention in the work and your purpose, and you can't let up. You got to understand what it's all for, and it's showing up right now when it matters most.
All right, but with that being said, we will take a short break. When we return, Coach Richmond will stay right with us to look forward to the next week on Arabian football right here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC. Located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton, Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at www.rhw-in.com. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. Once again, we're joined here by the head coach for the Pendleton Knights Arabians, Coach Richmond. But looking forward here, Coach, this week you guys got senior night on Friday against Shelbyville this year. And although their record isn't the greatest, they're a tough team. Yeah. So what kind of preparations are you trying to make for them that may be different from the other teams so far this season?
Well, I think we got to stay hungry, you know, and there's a mix of, you know, as a teacher, as a coach, you want to build confidence, but you also have to critique, you know, and there's a fine line. We want guys to feel confident and not fear making mistakes. And I think at the same time, guys need to understand the humility of, hey, we have some things to fix, you know, be proud and be confident. We did what we expected to do. We've come through some really, these last 3 weeks have been very physical. We've beaten three really good teams, and you know, it's the same kind of mindset you got to have in the sectional. You got to beat three really good teams to win a trophy. And so this week we want to look at a springboard of getting better, so that we're at our best when it matters, you know. And there's obviously emotion involved and nostalgia with honoring our seniors, as we talked last night. At the same time, that can't take away from the job at hand, you know, and maybe it means a little bit more, but you know, this is an awesome class that's focused and dialed in and corrected things as we've addressed them throughout the season. And that's the sort of thing we want to talk about today as well, you know. And so Shelbyville's 3-5. You know, their team, you know, when I got here in 2016, I mean, we had a tough time beating them, and they were winning seven games a year. And Coach Parks, you know, he did a really good job for a long time. He's now their defensive coordinator again, their offensive coordinator at that time. Coach Fitzgerald is now their head coach. So these guys are ball coaches. I mean, perspective, they've won as many games this year as they won in the previous 5 years. So there's a little stat for you. They're 3-5 right now. Previous 5 years, they only won three games. Okay, so that's something that I think they believe in themselves. They got a quarterback that's thrown for 1,200 yards at least. They got a couple receivers that have got over 30 catches. You know, they are sound. They don't turn the ball over. They're not just giving games away. You know, they're not beating themselves all the time. So well coached. They're tough. There's a culture you can see. It's visible on film, and you know, are they where they were 6 years ago when Coach Parks was the head coach? No, they're not. But you can see an immediate change with the change in leadership, and that's nothing against previous coaches. That's what I see on the film that we've watched just a little bit, as we've seen them play some common opponents throughout the last few weeks. So, you know, we got to make sure again. We're focused on us, and that's no disrespect to them. This could be the sectional championship Friday, and I'd be saying the same thing. I mean, we have got to focus on us right now, and we've got to understand that on any given night, anything can happen. And so we have to control what we can control, just like this week. I mean, the adversity I talked about before with injuries and sickness and weather and on and on and on, right? Well, now it's fall break. Now it's senior night. There's a lot of other distractions. And so we got to try to be consistent within there. You know, guys need to take a break. They need to take a deep breath. There's no class. There's no school, you know. But we got to have some moderation in that. If we're up all hours of the night, that's how we're going to play, you know. And so got to be really smart this week about what we do and enjoy our time. The boys deserve it. Kind of catch your breath here and have some fun and play some ball. That's the way I look at this week.
Yeah, you mentioned there senior night will be this Friday against Shelbyville, and with a massive senior class, how special is this night, not only for the coaches and the players, but maybe the fans as well?
Well, I hope they come out. You know, I know a lot of people leave this week, so that's kind of tough, but yeah. We had a great showing Friday. We've had great following all year, you know, and there's a lot of people that support these guys, and so I'm awful proud of them, and would love to see the town show out again, and anybody in town that didn't go on vacation to come out Friday. So, you know, it's great opportunity to get behind some kids that have put an awful lot into football. But a lot of these guys, you know, we talk about football. A lot of these guys played more than one sport. Many of them involved in community activities, FCA, a lot of other groups. You know, they got their fingerprints on a lot of things in this school and in this community, and I think that's something that sets them apart too. You know, you asked me what was special about this group to me, and it's they're great young men, you know, and they're really good football players. But there's a lot of great young men in this group, and they're going to go on to many, many other bigger and better things. And just glad they got to put their fingerprint on this program and on me as well. You know, the relationships are we talk about relationships forever when you play here, and there's definitely a lot of them in this group.
Yeah, and you mentioned there a little bit earlier Shelbyville's quarterback Eli Chapelow throwing out for over 1,200 yards so far in the season on a 56% completion rate. So he's very accurate at that quarterback position. So how are you really planning on stopping not only their quarterback but their dynamic receivers as well?
Same way we've done it in the previous weeks. I mean, discipline on keys, team football. You know, their coaches know what they're doing. They're going to find something where they feel they can take advantage of us. I mean, that's the job of a coach, right? You know, last night we thought we could get some things by showing a different personnel grouping and Isaac being at the tailback and three running backs, and it provided. I mean, 53-yard touchdown. They weren't quite sure how to line up first time we got in it. Guys executed. Dresden went 53 yards, you know, and that was 11 guys working together, obviously. But those coaches are going to have something similar for us, you know, and 9 weeks of football, 10 weeks of football plus summer, they're better than they were, you know, when they started as well. So they are looking to springboard into this tournament, and I guarantee you they'll have something for us. So for us, it's a matter of doing what we do best, not deviating from that for any other reason. Then we just want to continue to get better and be at our best as we head into the tournament. So kids have done that. I mean, last night to hold Yorktown to 7 points, off the top of my head, I can't remember what their average was, but it was way above seven, you know, and I'm real proud of the kids for that. And that was a 14-play drive right before half, too, you know. Outside of that, we handled our business. And so that's the expectation this week, you know, no mental errors, focus on what's right in front of you, and play your hearts out for one another. And, you know, we find out Sunday who we got in the tournament. But right now it's all Shelbyville and really focusing on cleaning some of our stuff up.
Yeah, in these past few weeks, one of the seniors, you mentioned there a little bit, Dresden Roberts, you mentioned him in the last segment as well. Mm-hmm. He's rushed for very well these past few weeks, but not only that, playing as the inside linebacker position along with Nick Trout, doing those, playing both ways very well. So how really are you planning on not only helping him out on defense, but really getting him the touches that he needs to be successful this week?
Well, I mean, he's special. I mean, block punt last night. Set up Nolan's score there on the scoop and score. I mean, he scores the first touchdown, blocks a punt, scores the second touchdown. I mean, he laid some good blocks as we were running the quarterback as well. And, you know, he's continued to get better and better this season. So it's the same MO. You know, I thought Eli Arthur stepped up last night. There's a lot of good things as well. He had a really good play on a kickoff. I mean, these are things no one notices, but he came from the other side of the field. I mean, just exceptional effort plays, you know, and there were multiple of them. Ryland Kiesling, and, you know, we talked about it after the game. He almost had that interception there, doing what he's supposed to be doing, you know. And you think, well, I mean, that is what you're supposed to be doing, but at the same time, to get into that position, you have to have the discipline that I'm talking about with your eyes, and you got to read your keys, and then you have to be where you're supposed to be, and then make a play, you know. And those guys, those linebackers, you know, you talk about Nick and Dresden, they've been inside for 3 years now, you know, and Eli on the outside. And so it's their special group, and there's some other guys in there that are mixing in, you know. They get the twos reps that are better because of those guys too. And so you know, I thought the guys up front did a good job too. Bryant Davis had a huge sack last night as he was being held. You know, there weren't a lot of penalties called, which is good. They let us play, but we didn't allow that to be a factor. Ryland had another one where he was getting tugged at pretty good, got off the block and tackled for loss. There's, you know, I could go on and on about some of those guys and the heart and desire they played with last night, but it's become the norm and the consistency, and that's what we've got to continue to do this week. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an awesome week.
All right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have. Once again, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Go Arabians.
But we will take a quick break. When we return, Emily Pulley got to sit down with Michaela Ross, one of the senior volleyball players here at Pendleton Heights. That'll be up next after the break here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanarites.com. Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
The ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Emily Pulley here with...
I'm Michaela Ross.
And Michaela, can you tell a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a senior outside hitter, and I play for the Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Nice, thank you. So how are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing good. So you lead the team in kills, hitting percentage, and kills per set. What did you have to do to receive these stats and be the team leader you are?
Well, I have been playing volleyball since sixth grade, so I've really just been working hard on and off the court with club and just getting in extra time and working my hardest.
Nice. So what is your main goal for this season?
Well, we're at the very end of our season. We have sectionals starting next week. So at this point, our goal is to win sectionals and get as far as we can in regionals and state.
Nice. So how do you feel you're going to accomplish this?
Well, we have like 5 more days of practice before we play Yorktown, which will be the biggest competition in sectionals, which we happen to draw them first. So we're just going to work hard, focusing on defending their best hitter, which is a big outside hitter. So we're just going to work on pressing into the core and just doing things that we can defend around her.
So your sectionals begin on Tuesday. Do you think the team is prepared for sectionals?
Yeah, I think we're physically and mentally prepared. I mean, we are a very young team. So one thing that I'll definitely have to do as a leader is just continue to encourage them that we can do this and that, you know, we're very capable of winning sectionals.
So the Pendleton Heights volleyball team will be a part of the Class 4A Sectional 9 with Richmond, New Powell, Mount Vernon, Greenfield Central, Yorktown, Muncie Central, and Anderson. With sectionals coming up, they obviously drew Yorktown for their first round. So going into this game, what are your opinions on this certain one?
On this certain game?
Yes.
Well, like I said, they will be our biggest competition through our sectionals. So it's really just a mental game, though. I feel like physically all the teams are very similar, but it's just mentally whoever is on their game and playing the best that day. So one thing that we're going to really focus on is bringing it into the middle every single point and just really keeping our energy up, because volleyball is such a game of momentum. And if we can keep our energy up and positive, then I think we can really take this game.
Yes. In your opinion, how do you think sectionals are going to go for you, like you personally?
Oh, for me personally, I think I'm going to do well. I think I'm going to show up for my team and for my community. And, yeah.
What about for the team?
The team, like I said, as long as we're mentally stable, which, once again, we are a really young team, so sometimes we're kind of up and down. But that's what we'll be focusing on throughout practicing this week, is just staying mentally, like, in it and focusing on our one goal, which is to win. So I think as long as we're mentally there, then we will be A-OK.
So Yorktown is ranked number 5 in the state. Are they your biggest worry?
Yes, they are for sure.
How far do you think that Pendleton will go into the sectionals?
I think if we can get past this first game, which is once again very accomplishable, we can definitely do that, then we will win sectionals.
Since you're a senior, what is your favorite memory from your senior year?
My senior year, my favorite memory. Well, one thing is, it's just such a different and new team compared to the previous years. So I love getting to know the younger girls and the underclassmen, especially like Gianna Knitz, which is our setter. It's been so fun getting to know her and her personality and just getting closer with the younger girls.
So what is your favorite memory from your high school career?
Favorite memory from my high school career would have to be playing with my sister for my first 2 years of high school. I loved getting even closer to her than we already are, but I definitely miss playing with her. So that was definitely my favorite part, was playing with my sister.
Nice. I feel like that'd be a good memory to have.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there like any from like your entire career of volleyball? Like you left?
Entire career of volleyball. I think also we're 6-peat county champs. And every single year it has been very, not to sound cocky, but it's been pretty easy wins, except for this year. It was a very tight game. We still won in two sets, but it was probably the most competition that we've had throughout the 6 years that we've won it. So I think that was my highlight of this season and probably all four seasons playing for Pendleton Heights, was the county championship this year.
That's pretty cool. Who's your biggest mentor in volleyball?
Biggest mentor? I'd have to say Stacy Knitz. She's one of our coaches, but she was a middle hitter throughout her years playing when she was younger, which is what I started out as. I was always a middle hitter. So she was a very easy person to talk to about what I was struggling with, and she really helped me and mentored me and shaped me into the player that I am today.
Who got you into playing the sport?
My cousins, my older cousins played volleyball when they were younger, and so that's kind of why we started. But once again, my sister, Avery, she played like 2 years before I started playing. So, yeah, just my older cousins and my older sister.
Was it ever hard to follow your sister's footsteps?
Not really. I mean, sometimes people will make comments comparing us, which is never the easiest. If you're the youngest sibling, then you get that a lot. But I think I'm used to it, one. But I'm also just super proud of her, so I don't mind being compared to someone as awesome as she is. So
nice. I'm glad that you feel that way. So, Michaela, you just recently broke the 1,000 kills. How does that feel?
It feels awesome. It was so much fun to celebrate with all my friends and family. It was on the night of Powder Puff that we celebrated it, which was kind of unfortunate just because there wasn't very many people there. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I got a lot of congratulations from staff, faculty, and just friends the next day at school. So, yeah, it was a fun night and a very fun experience.
Nice. So, you're the team captain, correct?
Correct.
How did you earn this position?
Well, in the beginning of the year, Blair, our coach, Coach Blair, she kind of pulled me aside and was just like, not only like physically do you lead this team, but also verbally. I think I'm a very good verbal leader when it comes to just anything in life. So it was just easy for me to step into that role when it came to my favorite sport, volleyball.
Nice. What does the captain do in volleyball?
So, well, first off, we call heads or tails, and either we get serve or receive, which I'm pretty good at that. I get serve like 90% of the time. But then also, if there's ever any dispute between my coach and the refs, like I have to be the one talking to the refs, or if I have to dispute any call, like if anyone has to dispute a call, it's me talking to the refs over anyone else.
So what is your main position on the court?
So I'm an outside hitter this year. And then I also play 6 rotations, so I also play back row. But my main role is really just to work with the sets that I get, because a lot of the times, if it's not a great pass, then Gianna will just have to kind of throw it up to me, and I'll have to work with it. You know, one thing in volleyball is just you always have to make a bad ball better. So my goal is just to make any bad ball better than it is, and just to work to keep the ball off the floor.
What's your favorite thing to do on the court?
My favorite thing is probably when I get a great block. Like, hitting and getting kills is really fun, but when you get a stuff block, that's the most exciting thing. It's just a rush of adrenaline, so that's probably my favorite thing.
Well, you are a third on the team in blocks with 31, so I would say that's pretty impressive. Outside of volleyball, do you and your teammates like get together at all for like team bonding or anything?
Yeah, for sure. We love to go out to eat. We went to Hacienda a couple times, of course. That's a staple. But then whenever we're at football games or any other sport, like we always meet up. We take pictures. We're kind of each other's best friends. We hang out on and off the court all the time.
Nice. So one last question. How ready are you for sectionals?
I'm so ready, Emily. I can't wait.
I am happy for you guys, so...
We are hosting it as well, so that's really exciting. We'll get to play in the new gym.
Yes, that is very exciting. So Show out, everyone.
Yep, show out.
Yep. Well, thank you for joining me today, Michaela.
Yeah, thank you, Emily.
So I'm Emily Pulley, and you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning.
Like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here for our final segment of the morning. If you're just tuning in alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Peril. For our final segment, we'll be taking a look at some of the other sports around Pendleton Heights High School, as well as maybe looking forward a bit more on football. I know I've been talking about them all morning, but plenty more to talk about. Starting off here with volleyball, I know all you listeners just heard the interview with Mikhail Ross, one of the seniors, but just taking a look, breaking it down even further. Of course, this next week, they'll be having their first round of sectionals at home against the Yorktown Tigers. That'll be Thursday the 12th at 6 p.m. Now, Yorktown, of course, they lost to them in a conference matchup very early on the season. It was the 31st of August where they lost to them 3-0. But they're at home on the new court, as Michaela Ross was just mentioning in the interview, freshly done court here at Pendleton Heights High School. It's definitely going to be a crowd, of course, and Yorktown is a tough team. It's definitely a tough sectional matchup, but you didn't lose to them too bad. I don't think this is out of the picture. I don't think it's like Yorktown is just a dominant team. This is going to be a close game, and I think Pendleton Heights is really going to have a chance to take them down and then, of course, continue their run, say they do.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, you know, Yorktown's a top five team program in the state for volleyball, so yeah. They are a very, very good program. So it's going to be a challenge for Pendleton Heights, no doubt. But I think they can definitely get the job done, although they did lose to them three sets earlier in the season. I feel like, you know, this Pendleton Heights team has evolved, to say the least. You know, they've gotten better, obviously. They have a 19-12 record on the season, which they had a winning season, which is really good. But you're going up against a team who is good as well. They're a very good team. So you have to go into this game not hanging your head thinking, oh, they're the number five team in the state, we're not going to win, you know, they're just going to walk through sectionals. No, you got to go into that game or that match thinking, okay, this is Yorktown, this is a good chance for us to prove ourselves and really set the tone against them. So let's go out there and let's dominate them.
Yeah, and as you were mentioning there, Michael, Pendleton Heights currently sitting 19-12, a 61% win percentage. They're 4-3 in the conference. That's fourth in the Hoosier Heritage. 6-6 at home, so they're really sitting at that 500 mark when they're on their home court. Of course, that has been at the middle school the entirety of the season up until this point, where, as I was just mentioning, they'll be back here at Pendleton Heights High School. So I think if you can break 500 when it comes to your home turf, that'd be nice. For Yorktown, I mean, yeah, you were mentioning they're a tough team. 22-5, 81% win percentage. They're under undefeated in the conference. They're on top of the Hoosier Heritage, and they're 6-2 on the road, so they do have two losses when it comes to road games. So they're not perfect. They are riding a 6-game win streak, so it's tough to slow down a team, especially when they have that ball rolling, when they have the momentum. But I think Pendleton Heights is definitely up to the challenge. I mean, they've been having a phenomenal year. Again, Michaela Ross has been all over the place, leading the team in kills. Another senior, of course, several seniors all over the place pitching in, doing their part, and a very solid season. But switching things now, focusing over to the soccer side of things for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Fortunately, their season just ended this past week. They had a sectional matchup against the Noblesville Millers on the road. They lost to Noblesville, though, 7-0, a tough loss. But Noblesville, a very good squad. They're undefeated. They do have 5 draws on the season, but no losses. So they were a tough, tough team. And although it hurts to lose in the sectional matchup. But I think it was against a very tough team. And you had a good season, right? Not only did you win a sectional game, you beat Anderson 1-0 in that first round. But on top of that, your record on the season, after it all, was 12-4-1. You were 6-1 in the conference, first in the Hoosier Heritage. You finished on top of the conference. You had a 4-2-1 home record. You put on several shows there at home. Had some very nice wins. Your last couple games of the season, you know, your last couple conference matches. You beat New Pal 2-0, beat Shelbyville 7-0. So, again, it hurts to lose, right, as I was mentioning, but it was a good season. I think you can look back for the soccer team and be pretty happy, and on top of that, excited for the future, still having plenty of youth in the building.
Yeah, and you mentioned there are a lot of youth. They didn't have a huge senior class this year, so they can really build upon what they have coming back for next year. One player to mention, Dylan Johns, he's coming back next year. Jackson Chamberlain as well, both of them are sophomores, then a lot of juniors. And, you know, you mentioned there Jack Weflin, Isaiah Summers, Wyatt DeBertrand, Grayson Hoovermail, Lucas Meyer Adams. Just those guys alone, they're juniors. They're a big junior class. Next year it'll be a big senior class for this soccer team, and a very talented one at that. So I think really if this team can turn this season around and be like, okay, we had a pretty good year. We were ranked pretty good last year, fell in the second round of sectionals to Noblesville, who was a very good program. But I think if we can turn this season around and make it a great season next year, I think we definitely have a chance at winning a sectional.
Yeah, but you look here for football, of course. We've been talking about it all morning with Coach Richmond, as well as our opening segment. But their next game will be at home against the Shelbyville Golden Bears, kickoff 7 p.m. for that one. Of course, senior night, been brought up a number of times already on the show. They'll be recognizing all the seniors, their gigantic senior class, probably the biggest, I don't know the exact number, but probably the biggest we've seen in quite a while.
It's in the 20s.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's around 26. I know I counted towards the beginning of the year, but I can't quite remember. But Shelbyville, I mean, yeah, they got a tough passing offense. I think the Arabians' defense is going to be up to the test, but considering their performance so far this season, I think they definitely are up to the test. I mean, Jackson was mentioning last night that Yorktown was trying to get the fire going, right? They're trying to get the fire lit, and they kind of did that at the end of the half, right, with their touchdown drive. And I mentioned that, you know, if Yorktown's trying to get the fire going, Pendleton Heights is a fire extinguisher, right? Because they're tough to score against. They, of course, the first 3 games of the season, 3 straight shutouts, and on top of that, I think after this game, they're probably allowing only an average of about 10 points a game. I know they, heading into that Shelbyville, or heading into the Yorktown game, they allowed an average of 12 points a game, but I'm sure that average is a bit down now after allowing only 7 points last night. So that'll be a good game. Be sure to head out to that one. If you cannot, we'll be having live coverage for the entirety of that game. Again, 7 o'clock kickoff with the pregame show starting 6:45. But with that in mind, that'll do it for our show here this morning. Once again, alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. Special thanks to the pop in the studio making sure our broadcast runs smoothly here this morning. Thanks to all of our sponsors making sure we can come out here, call these games, call these shows. And finally, appreciate all you guys who tuned in. Again, tune in this Friday for the Shelbyville game. But we hope you all enjoyed. Have a nice Saturday. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.